The NDC has come out with guidelines to elect its parliamentary candidates for next year's polls. George Ankara is one of our correspondents at the NDC headquarters in Accra, and he joins us live. Hello, George. Hello, George.
Hello, hello.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, George.
Can you hear me?
George, I can hear you. Who addressed the media, and what date did he announce for the primaries?
Well, what happened was that the general secretary of the NDC, Johnson Asiduke Nketiah, used the opportunity to read out the guidelines for the elections of the NDC primaries.
And what date did he give for the primaries?
Now, he told the Dublin, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
He told the Dublin the purpose of the guidelines, which is to ensure free, fair, and transparent elections, and that the elections of the parliamentary candidates shall be organized at venues within the constituencies as provided under Article 16, Clause 5C of the party's constitution, in accordance with Article 43 of the party's constitution. The other areas that he covered were procedures for filing nominations, the qualification of desirous candidates, and their disqualifications. Others were on the voting patterns, and issues were the public quorum and appeals in case any candidate has a problem with the nominations.
Now, what about sitting MPs? Any special...
Hello? Yes?
Anything about sitting MPs? Any special dispensation for them?
Well, according to the General Secretary, there is no provision made particularly for sitting MPs. The sitting MPs are supposed to contest the elections just as any other MPs will do. Except the party has no control over who wants to contest, because the NDC is the Democratic Party, and whoever wants to contest and has the qualifications will be given the opportunity to do so.
Okay, George, thanks for the report.
Thank you very much.
Our correspondent, George Ankara, at the NDC headquarters, where the party has come out with guidelines to elect its parliamentary candidates for next year's polls.